In the playback, Bobby was yelling, "Fire, fire, fire!" and the railguns on the hub station opened up. The image jittered and the railguns were ripped away from the hub and sent spinning off, fracturing into a cloud of ceramic shrapnel as they went. "That's what you felt," Alex said. "The second time they fired that weapon, every ship in the zone shook and half the electronics blew out." "What?" Holden said. "The fuck was that?" Alex didn't answer. His expression was as eloquent as a shrug. "Okay. I assume Bobby's got you guys hiding in the station's radar shadow still, since I'm talking to you and you're not dead." "Yeah," Alex said. "She seems pretty strongly in favor of not doing anything to make it mad." "Let me see what I can find out here. I'll call back."
"Copy that,"
Alex said.
"Rossi out."
"It's magnetic?" Naomi said, her tone managing to be authoritative and astounded at the same time. "This is what it is, but I don't believe what I'm seeing." She'd floated across the ops center to one of the consoles and was working with the tech there. "Its reading is an incredibly strong magnetic field focused down to a narrow beam." "Is that possible?" the duty officer said, her voice small and tight.
"Only if you define possible as things that have already happened," Naomi said, not turning to look at her.
"So anything made of metal is vulnerable?" another tech said.
"It isn't just metal," Holden replied, then pushed off to drift over to Naomi's station and look at the data she was pulling up.
"Everything has a magnetic field," Naomi added. "Usually it's too weak to matter, but at the levels that beam is hitting, it could spaghettify hydrogen atoms. Anything it touches will be ripped apart."
"There's no way to defend against something like that," Holden said, then went limp. In microgravity, it was not as satisfying as collapsing into a chair would have been.
"That's what shook Medina," Naomi said. "Just the beam passing near us. The maneuvering thrusters had to fire to hold us still."
"Holden, this is Draper," his terminal said.
"Holden here.
Looks like that big bastard is ignoring us, as long as we stay really still and keep the weapons unpowered."
"That's a good sign," Holden said. "It might mean they're not looking to kill everyone, just making a point of destroying anything that's a threat."
"Point loudly and clearly made," Bobby agreed. "But be aware, there is a second ship, smaller, and it's heading for Medina."
"Tactical assessment?"
"Based on how thoroughly they took out our defenses," Bobby said, "I bet they do a hard breach, storm ops in the reactor room, and grab full control of the station. If their ground troops have tech like that ship does, shouldn't take long."
"Copy that. I'm going to try to minimize casualties down here. Wait for me to make contact. Holding out."
"Hard breach?" Naomi asked, though her tone said she already knew the answer.
"They'll drop fire teams all over the station to take control of access points, control centers, power, and environmental support," Holden replied, more to the room at large than to Naomi. He turned to Daphne Cole.
"I think you should have everyone here start making calls. Get every union and planetary rep in secure locations, but tell their security details to stand down. No visible weapons. Tell them we're not attempting to repel borders. That'll just get people killed and maybe piss off that monster of a ship."
"Yes, sir," she said. "Are you taking command?"
"No, I'm not. But this is the right thing to do, and we need to do it now, so we should do it. Please."
Her expression fell a degree. She'd hoped someone in authority had arrived, someone who knew what to do. He recognized the hope and the disappointment both.
"We're not going to fight back at all?" Cole asked.
He gestured toward the screens, the dust that was Tory Byron and the railgun emplacements. Cole looked away. Still, he couldn't bring himself to say no.
"Not yet," Holden said.
Naomi was already collecting sidearms from the other techs in the ops center and putting them in a duffel bag. Not yet.